There's a better place to get your podcast. GCNlive.com. Hundreds of thousands of hours. Archive for your listening pleasure. All free at GCNlive.com.
Today. It's Wednesday, the 26th of August. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn here on the Good Day program. Ken Kessler is monitoring social media. Thank you very much for that service. And Rich McFadden is at the controls in our studio in Washington. We thank him for his service. Like it was the end of the day. It's really the beginning of the day. Okay, so the rally
or we're retiring.
In China. It was one. It was a lot in China today, like it was here yesterday. The Chinese have lowered their interest rates to try to boost their economy. We announced, or somebody announced yesterday, it looked like the interest rates were not going to increase in America. So that caused the market to go up because of two things. One, because the market in China seemed up at the beginning of the day. But then it went down and got flat. And the same sort of thing happened here, not to the extent that it did the day before, but we still were off. I don't have any money in the stock market anymore. But for those of you who do, you need not worry. I've said that 100 times. You know, it's very interesting. And we were talking earlier about being thin-skinned. Some of the things that people say about you may annoy you. Some of the things people say about me annoy me. We were talking about Donald Trump and his being thin-skinned, or the people at Fox. You know, everybody has a threshold. Some people take things better than others, whether they're constructive comments or destructive comments. Some people just take that stuff better than other people do. It depends a lot on your background, where you came from, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So, in looking at the situation that presents itself with regard to our economy and what it is that makes it tick, you've heard me say a lot that the American economy has deep, deep, deep roots. The Chinese economy does not. They have lots of cash, and they have used it not necessarily wisely over the years. And so now they find themselves not knowing where to go because they have there's no backstop. And they've loaned. One of the things that I read about yesterday, and I'm chuckling because it's sort of, we are in this conundrum of back and forth. Who's got the money and who's loaning the money? The reason their economy, in part, is shaky is because they've loaned so much money to us. So think about it in a sense.
Yeah, I know.
They don't have deep roots because they've given the money that we've spent a lot of money with the Chinese, so they've been able to make a lot of money or put a money, you know, in terms of taxation, but also the banks and stuff have become certainly international. And when you hear international, that usually means America. So the Americans have borrowed a lot of money from the Chinese, so the Chinese don't have any money anymore. I mean, you can turn it around. We all complain that we borrowed all this money from the Chinese, we have to pay it back. Well, right now, we have it. They don't. And so, under the circumstances, even though the two are not directly related, they are about the roots of the economy and what makes it strong or not. So, in fact, the Chinese have shown their greediness by loaning the money to us at a rate that's actually not very favorable to us. But why did we do it? Well, because they were so busy doing money. They had the cash. Okay, we'll use your cash. We did the same thing with the Japanese. And by the way, our economy rebounded when the Chinese didn't learn the lesson the Japanese learned. The Japanese economy has never recovered
No.
from loaning us all the money that they did. That's really what, but when you look at the Japanese economy, it hasn't recovered, and they're, I mean, they're a medium, mid-level sort of economic power, but they aren't the powerhouse they used to be. We still are. Now, is the same thing going to happen with China?
Take it even one step further.
Yeah.
The money that China is loaning us is the money our manufacturing base pays them to make goods for us.
Right. Yeah. So it's our money to begin with.
Right.
We're borrowing our money back from them.
They wouldn't have the money if we weren't giving it to them.
Okay. So anyway, the point here is don't get your shorts in a knot about this. This is a news media fiasco. The same thing as the Trump Megyn Kelly thing is a news media fiasco. It means nothing in the light of eternity.
You know what else is going on here?
What else is
pretty interesting?
Yes.
Oil bearing countries like Iraq, Russia,
they're
Brazil,
all on their knees.
Nigeria, Venezuela.
Yeah.
They just got hit in the knees with a baseball bat.
All right. You know what? By the way, do you know what the cost of a barrel of oil was yesterday?
Like $39.
$34.
Yeah.
At one point in the day, and then went back up to 38 something or other. So, and the outrage here is that we are still paying over $2 a gallon for gasoline, and
somebody
Jennifer's paying over $3 a gallon.
Fredericksburg, Virginia, a friend posted $1.97 yesterday.
Yeah. By Labor Day, in another week, you'll see half the states in the country will have prices that will be at two or less. It's going down here. It's $2.39 in Massachusetts. Last time I looked, if diesel fuel is down to even below that point. Heating oil is about $2 a gallon. And by the way, folks, now, if you have any ability to store fuel oil for the winter, that is more than a 275-gallon tank, which is the normal size of the tank in your basement, get it. Because it probably is going to level off because of the changing in petroleum needs, and they're going to make more heating oil and not diesel, all of that stuff. They'll give you that excuse for raising the price. Now's the time to be buying. It's like now's the time to be buying stock. Now's the time to be buying oil. Okay, if you have a tank, fortunately on the farm, I can store about 4,000 gallons, and I
loading up.
I am loading up. Yep, yeah, I will.
I wonder if Joe Kennedy in Venezuela will be giving away oil again this winter.
Yeah, well,
I don't see it.
They may or may not. It depends on how cozy. If they have to, they'll go buy it somewhere else. But anyway, the gyrations of the stock market will probably continue today at the beginning of the day by noontime. We were up, us, the stock market, I'll use that as the references, and then the rally didn't work. It was still down a couple of hundred points, I think, at the end of the day. That's nothing. Again, look at the numbers where they were a year ago, 4 years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, when you were a kid, when I was a kid. And you know that the stuff keeps going up. Are there going to be failures in all of this? Yeah, there'll be some failures. But if you have somebody that really understands the market and watches it and is interested in protecting your interests rather than his or hers, then you shouldn't have any trouble. No trouble, by the way, at all. And if somebody's telling you to get out of something, if they're telling you that and they don't make a commission on selling your stock, and you're paying them a fee for their advice, that's one thing. If they tell you to get out and they're making something on the sale, I wouldn't listen to them. I would pay no attention to them whatsoever. I wouldn't have an advisor anyway, because if you have the time and the wherewithal, you can check all that stuff out yourself. Richie's happy to laugh about some of my stock market escapades over the years.
Oh, no, I don't laugh about them.
But they were all my own doing. I knew what I was doing when I did it, and when I got out of it, I didn't think. I had a fear-based decision.
You know,
oh, my God, get out of that.
I like these little corrections now.
Yeah, that's really all it is. Yeah.
Because it makes me feel better. When you just see things just keep going boom, 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 climbing.
It's got to be an adjustment. Yeah,
sooner or later, it's going to fall off a cliff.
Yeah, not necessarily off the cliff, but it's not. You know, I said
that's
this,
why I like these kind of corrections.
What I like to do, what I don't like to do, I don't like to see what CNN did yesterday. They are the most damnable, and I'm going to keep saying this. When somebody tells you that your stock market portfolio is circling the drain, you need to just shut it off or tell them to go blank themselves. if you can be in contact with somebody. That was the most, that would be the biggest in my mind reason to never watch that channel again, because that is specious. That information is just so fraudulently bad.
That's what CNN's doing now.
I know.
They're like fear mongers.
Yeah, the hell with them. Okay, 16 after the hour. In a moment, the 2020 news quiz, which will focus on a weather item. 16 passed on Good Day.
Welcome to Staples.
Hi, Staples guy. I need to get my kids ready for back to school.
Well, Staples has everything they need at low prices, like comp books for just 50 cents, so they'll be 110% ready.
Wait, that's 10% more ready than totally ready.
Yep.
That extra 10% evens it all out.
Sorry.
Well, I'm usually 10 minutes late getting them to school, so.
That doesn't even it out.
Yeah, sure it does.
Make low prices happen. Make 110% ready happen. Staples, make more happen. Right now, Staples 16-gigabyte flash drives are just $5.99.
Offer valid while supplies last. Limit 5 per customer. Ends 8/29/15.
What would an extra $250 a month mean to you? For some, it's a little financial breathing room. For others, it's a car payment, a home repair, or help with college tuition. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans, and I've got some great news if you're looking to save money on your mortgage. All it takes is a simple phone call to Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. Folks who refinance with HARP can save an average of $250 a month. That's $3,000 a year. Our home loan experts fully understand the HARP guidelines, and they'll walk you through our streamlined process. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, license in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Bick knows the importance of handwriting and is on a mission to save it. The act of handwriting can improve a child's self-confidence, spark their creativity, and make them a better reader. Join Bick's mission to save handwriting so that all children can reach their potential. Together, let's see how awesome writing can be, how awesome you can be. Learn how you can get involved and take Bick's pledge to save handwriting at BickFightForYourWrite.com. That's BickFightForYourWrite, WRITE.com. All right, here we are at 18 past the hour, and I, Kenny, you're my conscience. Jennifer, you're my conscience. Richie, aww, you're my conscience.
Mm-hmm.
I get so wrapped up, and I have been doing, how long have I been doing this? This particular program has been on the air for, we're going to our 28th year in October of doing the Good Day program. I can
time.
Do this in my sleep. And I hope sometimes it doesn't sound like I'm doing it in my sleep, but I get so focused on the stuff that we're doing in the moment, and Meredith marvels at watching me as I perform in this arena of chaos, but I have this block. Meredith is a very nice lady.
Your lady friend. Okay.
So in my focus on what we're doing, and I think you can hear in my voice, I'm pretty passionate about most of the stuff we talk about. And so I keep both sides of my brain working. I have to functionally manage how the program goes and moves forward into whatever is next. I have to always be sort of thinking about what's on the air now and what we're going to do next. And my mind normally is pretty good at that. But lately, I tend to, whether it's the issues, whatever it is, I tend to, if there's a guest coming up, Kenny needs to sometimes remind me, don't forget, because we're into the heat of it. And Richie, you forget, and Jennifer, sometimes you forget too.
Sure.
And then, so I just said, okay, let's do a 2020 news quiz, because I love engaging the audience in what we're talking about. And so, okay, yep, let's do that. And then Kenny says, well, how's that going to work with the One-Hit Wonder Contest? The One-Hit Wonder Contest uses up all the phone lines. So, duh. So anyway, we'll take care of the actual conversation was going to be about this tropical storm that is, some of the news media will use the term raging. There's a tropical storm raging. Well, there isn't a tropical storm raging, but there's a new tropical storm named Erica. Not a hurricane yet. A weak one, if that, and it'll have some impact probably by the weekend. Down in South Florida, keep an eye on that. It's not well organized. It's kind of like this program sometimes. But we're here, 21 after the hour on Good Day.
are an individual with your own thoughts, decisions, and actions. So why should you be penalized for not enrolling in the subpar health insurance mandated by the government? Be truly independent. Visit LibertyOnCall.org. LibertyOnCall.org is a bold, innovative alternative allowing you to take back control and make your own decisions about your health care. Mention this ad when you call to learn more. 800-714-6993. That's 800-714-6993. LibertyOnCall.org. Call today.
Hi, this is Walt Augustinowicz. I'm the founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. By now you've heard our commercials about wallets that protect you from electronic pickpocketing. 10 years ago, I created a way to protect my own cards from prying eyes after government officials started talking about issuing a national ID card with a built-in radio chip called RFID. I felt having to broadcast my personal information was an invasion of privacy. Soon after, it was also announced that credit cards, debit cards, U.S. passports, hotel room keys, and even transit passes would all soon incorporate RFID. It was then I formed ID Stronghold to share my inventions in blocking RFID signals with the world. There are a lot of misconceptions out there today about RFID. I encourage everyone to get informed and get protected. Please go to idstronghold.com and get the facts and the wallet, sleeves, or badge holders you need to protect your personal financial data. You'll be pleasantly surprised that through our direct sales model, you won't pay more than other comparable unprotected wallets. It is as though the protection is free. Visit idstronghold.com today.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
It's time for our one-hit wonder contest. Ready for this, Jen? Featuring
songs
from Doug's iPod. This is my iPod. Top song. I listen to this more than any other song I have on my iPod.
Yeah. That's good taste.
It's called Hit 'Em Up Style, huh? It's Hit 'Em Up Style.
Hit 'Em Up Style.
Right. Hit 'Em Up, comma, style.
Tell us. Hit 'Em Up Style. It's the style in which you're doing something.
Ah.
He's a cheater. I'm going to hit you up.
Got it. Certainly, that's my vernacular. 888-302-3684. Tell us the name of the artist, and you will win a six-pack. Is this six-pack abs? No. Six-pack sample pack of Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray. Must have for you in your home this time of year. So you hear the song, Hit 'Em Up Style. This is a Providence, this is a lady grew up in Providence. All right. Number one during this week in 2001. Again, 888-302-3684. Crank it up, Richie.
Gotta hit 'em up. Get your hands on a passion. Gotta hit 'em up. While he was dragging, I was coming down the hill of just the dragon.
This is Jen Jen's tune. Yep.
I like it.
Her birth name is Tiffany Lee Cobb. Her father was of Portuguese and African American ancestry, and her mother was a former Miss Rhode Island and a big time jazz singer. Cut a couple of demos, started singing backup for Puff Daddy. Then she was offered a recording contract. Actually, five different labels were trying to get her, but Arista won out. Her first album contained the single Hit 'Em Up Style, which you're listening to. Lyrics suggested women should take revenge on cheating men by draining them of their assets. Excuse me. No comment on that.
You want a clue?
Yes. Are you suggesting I'm clueless?
No, not at all.
No.
Her first name is a color.
Yes, it is. Not spelled right, though.
No.
Okay, so who is this? 888-302-3684. Let's see what happened here. The record that we're listening to sold a million copies or more. Nominated for two Grammy Awards and an American Music Award for this song. Her only other single that did anything is called Breathe, and it never got beyond number 70 on the single chart.
I lost her. After this song, I lost this woman. But this was a great one. But
how do you mean you lost her?
Well, I mean, she just never really... I mean, I don't even know about Breathe.
Yeah.
I mean, this was just it. She's a true one-hit wonder.
Right. Earlier this year, she recorded a new single with Busta Rhymes called Dance For Me, due to be released in a month or so. So, who is this lady, a.k.a. Tiffany Lee Cobb? Her name, her pseudonym, nom de plume, if you will, has nothing to do with her real name. 888-302-3684. A mushroom?
Her name sounds like a mushroom.
Oh, yeah, maybe a variety of mushroom, to be sure. Yeah, okay. It is as it were in the beginning. Hit 'em up style. Why not just call it hit 'em up?
Because it's hit 'em up style. It's the style in which you go after the men who cheat on you.
Really?
So if they do you dirty, you go and hit them up style. You're hitting up their cash. They're running up their credit cards. Positive message.
Really? Oh, yeah, great.
Have I ever done it? No. Have I ever sung this song loudly in my car? Yes. By all means, you can bet your bippy I have.
Really?
Can't believe
All right. Well, let's see here if we can figure out what's going on with Mr. Garfield. Hi, this is Doug Steffen. And you're Garfield, right?
Yes.
That's good. All right, where are you?
I'm in El Paso, Texas.
El Paso. All right, what's the name of this person?
Central Blue.
Yeah, we'll flip it around. It's all right. Close enough.
So close.
It's Blue Cantrell. Blue Cantrell. Yeah, right. Okay. As opposed to all Cantrell. It's your day for winning Cedarside. Hold on, sir.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. You know, very often people will say, you know, dogs are so different than cats. When you go into someone's home and they have a dog, the dog comes a running and he's glad to see you. But yet if you walk into someone's house and they have cats, very often the cats will run and hide in another room. Is this a species problem? No, it's a guardian problem. For example, over the years, I've had hundreds of cats and hundreds of dogs. I take the time to make sure when a new pet comes into my house, even more important than training, is socializing. I expose the dog or cat to all different types of people, all different types of noises, and other animals. It can make all the difference in the world. Cats don't want to run away. They don't want to hide. If you take the time to socialize them and let them know that the world is really not that scary a place, their entire life will change. You know what? Your relationship with your cat will be better than ever. So if you have a cat that's running away, spend time socializing. You'll start finding out that the two of you will real soon become best friends. I promise. I'm Warren Eckstein.
This is Doug Steffen. Get the jump on fleas before they get the jump on you. Cedarside.com's products are made with 100% natural cedar oil and are safe for children, pets, and adults. Cedarside's original organic bug spray repels and kills mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, flies, ear mites, mange, and more. Order some today. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug to get free shipping. Or call 800-842-1464. Mention Doug Steffen, Cedarside, for people, pets, and premises.
I had Belvita breakfast biscuits this morning. Then what did I do? Made my bed, fed my fish, got dressed, cleaned the dish, remembered to floss, but still didn't do it. Ran a lap on the track, dropped my phone, didn't crack, got in before the boss, made sure that he knew it. Oh, hey, you just getting here?
Crunchy Belvita breakfast biscuits are made with delicious ingredients and carefully baked to release steady energy all morning long. Share your morning win. Belvita. Morning.
The nation's largest independently owned and operated talk radio network. The Genesis Communications Network. GC.
That's disgusting. What's that smell? Roll down your window before I pass out.
It's those nasty fish oil pills I've been taking.
Why won't you just switch to Nutrigold fish oil like I did?
It's fish oil. What's the difference?
Well, my Nutrigold fish oil is sourced and manufactured right here in the USA.
What's so special about that? Aren't they all?
Are you kidding? Of course not. Only Nutrigold fish oil is 100% USA made, which is why it's so fresh.
100% product of USA and fresh? I like the sound of that. So no more fish burps?
No more fish burps. And that's not all. If you go to www.fishoil.best and enter My Fish Oil, you can save $5 like I did.
Now that won't be necessary. We can just share your bottle.
Nice try. Get your own at www.fishoil.best.
Sorry.
Get rid of those fish burps for good. Go to Nutrigold's U.S.-made fish oil products by going to www.fishoil.best and get $5 off by entering My Fish Oil at checkout.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Okay, honey, I have to ask, and be honest here. Have you been taking a little blue pill? Because things have been pretty good in the bedroom lately.
No, I swear.
You didn't pick anything up at the Pharmacia last month in Cancun?
No.
Well, something's different.
I have been taking that heart and body extract you bought me.
But that's for your heart and to control your cholesterol.
Well, I read HB extract also promotes healthy prostate function.
I never guessed it would work this well, but
you're glad it did.
Oh, yeah.
Heart and body extract is a 100% organic formula that promotes a strong heart, healthy arterial flow, better circulation, improves erectile and prostate gland function, and provides youthful energy, strength, and stamina. Find out more at heartandbodyextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, paired with healthy heart choices, is a winning combination. Call toll-free to order or for free information. 1-866-295-5305. 1-866-295-5305.
There are hundreds of silver products on the market today, but there's nothing like the astonishing health benefits of the multi-patented One Silver Solution. Boost your immune system at a great price with our Silver Solution Liquid, starting at $12.95 a bottle. Now available in regular and extra strength. That's half the price of the leading competitors. Call 844-USILVER for your free catalog, or go to onesilversolution.com. Onesilversolution.com. There is only one Silver Solution.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a man running on Channel 9.
Now 33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden in Washington at the controls, and the studio there, Kenny Kessler in his studio in San Diego, and Dr. Ron Hoffman joining us in a few moments with some thoughts on prostates, all the good stuff you want to talk about at breakfast. His Intelligent Medicine newsletter will have focus on a couple of things that are in there for your medical information. I find one of the things that people like about this program, frankly, is the advice portions of it. So we have great stimulating conversation. If I do say so myself, I find that I'm stimulated, and that's the important thing. If I'm stimulated, I'm hoping you're going to be stimulated, because I know if I'm not stimulated.
Yourself.
Yes, that's what we're doing here, Richie. Mother Teresa stimulated us by saying, kind words are short and easy to speak, but their echoes are truly endless. Thought of the day today from Mother Teresa, who was born on this date in 1910. Here's something else to think about. An old Chinese proverb, words are just words, and without heart they have no meaning. What's the old expression? Sticks and stones can break my bones,
yep,
but names can never hurt me, you dirty SOB. Excuse me. All right. So having taken care of that information, this continuing drama with these three Americans who managed to save that train to a point, the fellow who couldn't understand why it is that he's being charged with terrorism said, I don't get this. So the authorities looked at his cell phone, and apparently he watched the jihadi video just before he slung the assault rifle across his chest and barreled through the train.
Just
until
a
he was
coincidence, Doug.
Right. I accidentally tapped on a link. I didn't want to go there.
Right. Yeah. Didn't want to do it.
Don't love those spam videos.
You made me do it. The other bad, let's do Muslim radicals for a minute, okay? Let's have another moment for
Muslim radicals for 100, please.
Especially love the way Doug says it. Muslim.
Muslim. Like Chinese.
Muslim.
Chinese. This is, you know, Chinese food and Chinese people are different.
They're different?
Chinese food is a different emphasis.
How do I not know this stuff? You're so smart.
I'm just trying to teach you, bring your life up into the current mode that it needs to be in, Jennifer, for you to be a successful radio person.
No, I guess so.
ISIS destroying ancient buildings and artifacts.
Pretty sad.
This is the nutcases among this group of radicals. They are
wait, just these guys.
Well,
I'm pretty sure all of ISIS is kind of.
Well, that's sort of my reference, right? Yes, exactly. Yes. Okay. These are symbols of idolatry, and they have nothing to do with worshiping Muhammad, which is, of course, what they're all about. I'm not even sure that people who are Muslims even get the connection. I mean, the main core don't any more than Christians or Jews get the real. A sense of what their religions are all about. Most people are followers, they're not leaders. So, I mean, Allah, praise be to Allah. What does that mean? Well, if you don't believe in Allah, of course we believe, just translate the name, we all believe in Allah if we have a religious belief at all. I don't even have religious beliefs, and I believe in Allah or God or infinite intelligence, whatever you want to use to refer to the power that is greater than we are. But do I want to, just because, was it yesterday, the day before, we were talking about the Buddhist, and they wanted to put a symbol in some town where the Christians had put up something on the town square. Wait, what is there about the separation of church and state that you don't understand? What is there about that message? Keep your stuff on your lawn, keep it at your church, put it someplace on private property, but keep it away from the public.
But that's only in the West. I mean, the other cultures,
well,
I mean,
it's
that's
all about,
not,
right.
Sharia law is all about incorporating
with the state.
Religious beliefs with the state.
Right, exactly. So that's but there's so much confusion about the steps. And frankly, the people, and maybe you could say this about any number of religions, I mean, do you understand the difference between, or is it important to you, the difference between an Orthodox Jew, a conservative Jew, and a Reformed Jew? Do you know the difference?
Walk into a bar.
I was waiting for that part. Got to be a joke.
Somebody says, oi!
No, but you know what I'm saying? I mean, what's the difference between a Methodist and a Lutheran and a Baptist and a Congregationalist and an Episcopalian?
Truthfully, not much.
Yeah. Not much. And maybe that same holds true for the various levels of Judaism and the Shias and the Sunnis and the Kurds and all of these other sects, S-E-C-T-S, that are part of Muslim life. We don't hold into account what the differences are, but they don't get along with themselves. Maybe is the distinction or difference greater there than it is with the Jewish faith or with the Christian faith? We have these Baptists. I use this as an example all the time. Do you see Baptists going out into the main street of Raleigh, North Carolina, shooting Presbyterians? That's what happens in the Middle East. The Shias shoot the Sunnis. Do you see the conservative Jews out in the middle of the street in Los Angeles shooting the Reformed Jews?
Well, you had the Protestants and the...
Yeah, but back, maybe this is part of their growing pains, is it? Yeah, I mean, a lot of the Catholics and Protestants shot it up in Northern Ireland, that's for sure. Anyway, it's all degrees. And so it goes on and on and on. Jennifer, let's spend a minute talking about the firefighters on the West Coast. Rising temperatures in Oregon and Washington. Smoke is so thick there. And this speaks to... I almost wanted to apologize the other day because there were people that were taking shots at me. And maybe it's because I didn't... Richie, they really should have been taking shots at you because you're the one who said it.
Yeah, but it's all my fault.
It was your fault. Rich, but anyway, I'll take the heat here because I have a big...
No, I got big shoulders. Rich at DougStephanDuck.com. Right. Send away.
So, anyway, we had suggested that if there are no homes in the vicinity, it was actually... actually good to let the fires burn and create, you know, a situation where the old growth had been burned out, and it helps the soil and helps new stuff to grow.
It's so bad for your lungs, though. And, you know, it's strange. We don't have anything burning in Southern California at the moment. Well, anything big anyway.
Yeah.
Little fires have been popping up here and there because it's been so hot and dry. But it is, the air quality is so disgusting. You can probably hear me. I'm losing my voice and I'm sneezing. And I'm trying not to do that on microphone, but you'll hear me losing my voice a few times. And it's because the air is just so chunky. And we don't have any fires here. It's all getting blown around from Northern California, from Oregon and Washington. Washington, this is the largest wildfire they've ever had in the state's history. So,
Dr. Ron Hoffman is with us, one of the medical contributors on the Good Day program, has an excellent, not a good, but an excellent website and newsletter, the Intelligent Medicine newsletter. You ought to sign up for it by going to drhoffman.com. So I'm going to take you down the street for a minute, Ron, if I may, because Jennifer just suggested something I think needs explanation. The smoke, the thickness of it, what happens to our lungs and our body when we breathe that sort of smoke in?
Yeah, well, it's obvious we have lung problems when smoke hits our delicate membranes inside our lungs.
Mm-hmm.
But what's interesting is that these particles actually get absorbed through the lungs and circulate throughout the body and can increase the risk of heart problems, brain problems. There's actually a higher incidence of heart attacks in people who live near traffic intersections. There's a higher incidence of heart attacks in people who commute, maybe because of the stress, but also possibly because of the exposure to the pollution. And there's a connection even to autism and attention deficit disorder, according to some studies. So there's very pervasive effects. And, you know, the global warming debate can continue, you know, if you believe in it or don't believe in it. But one thing that people should believe in is the need to keep the levels of pollution down, because that's a big health
So effect. Here's an example of the extreme. Marcy Borders. Most people do not remember her name. She was the woman whose dust-covered image became one of the haunting emblems of September 11th. She was in her 20s. She died yesterday of stomach cancer. That she is at the age of 42, obviously, Ron, as a result of being exposed to all of that dust that came down when the towers collapsed. Is that another example, an extreme example of what happens to your body when this kind of stuff is inhaled?
No question. And, you know, I'm really disappointed the public health officials at that time. They said, oh, it's safe, no problems, you know, the air quality is okay. And yet people in close proximity to that experienced a lot of health difficulties. I'm still treating some of the first responders, because I'm here in New York and I have a few under my care. And they breathed in that air. They jumped on the pile trying to rescue victims. In those days, there was a freneticism about that. People didn't take the proper precautions. And we've got serious problems.
Interesting. She said in an interview when she was asked by a reporter after she got sick, did her illness have anything to do with the September 11th experience? The response was, did this thing ignite cancer cells in me? I definitely believe it did, because I haven't had any illness in my life. I never had high blood pressure, never had a cold, never had cholesterol, diabetes, no problems whatsoever. I would be irresponsible to declare that this stuff came from any other place than that, wouldn't you?
Right. But of course, you know, from the standpoint of liability and, you know, payments, and so it's going to be hard to get the actual smoking gun, because it is likely, but, you know, is it 100% conclusive?
Right.
That's going to be a problem in terms of dishing out award money.
All right, in a moment, Dr. Ron and I talk about prostate problems and other things that are a part of this week's Intelligent Medicine newsletter. Grateful to have Dr. Ron on with us at 16 before the hour on Good Day.
It's fall flooring season with incredible deals on the hottest styles right now at Lumber Liquidators Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale. Choose from over 400 great floors with over 20 laminate styles like American-made mahogany for just 49 cents a square foot. More than 30 bamboo floors like carbonized bamboo for only $1.59. And over 150 hardwood floors like pre-finished cut stucco for only 99 cents. With a dollar off Bellawood, 20% off Dream Home laminates, plus great floors, woodlight tile, vinyl, and more. With 24-month special financing, the Fall Flooring Kickoff Sale is going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com to find a store near you.
Call Quicken Loans now at 800-QUICKEN to see if you qualify for the government's Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. And for 5 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction. And for the second year in a row, they've also ranked us highest in mortgage servicing. Call 800-QUICKEN or visit quickenloans.com.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender, licensed in all 50 states, NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
I spend my days helping others. It's rewarding, just not always financially. So I got TIAA CREF. They were founded to help people like me meet our financial goals. They've got so many industry accolades, it's unreal. I like taking care of people. Sometimes that even includes myself.
Intelligent investing for the long term. Just what you'd expect from a company that's created to serve and built to perform. Visit TIAA.org. TIAA CREF, Individual and Institutional Services, LLC. This testimonial is an actual portrayal. Investing involves risk. Individual results will vary.
One of the most common conditions affecting aging men is an enlarged prostate. Now comes news of a phase 3 clinical trial yielding promising results.
Good news for men suffering from enlarged prostate, a chronic condition affecting millions of men 60 and older. NX-1207, a medicine being developed by Nimox Pharmaceutical, has just met an important milestone in phase 3 clinical trials. Patients in the studies were given a single painless injection of either the Nimox drug or of a placebo. Now, up to 5 years later, the majority of participants who received the Nimox drug reported a significant improvement in their enlarged prostate symptoms. This included less urgent and difficult urination and fewer sleep problems. In addition, patients exhibited no signs of drug-related side effects or toxicity often seen with older medications. This patient received the Nimox drug.
And then all of a sudden, I was normal and I wasn't getting up at night. It was like it was 20-some years ago.
More information is available at Nimox.com.
All right, so Ron, you're a person who believes in different sorts of relief for problems like that. There are lots of men who are your age, my age, the age of a lot of men who are listening to this program, who have an enlarged prostate. They're told by their doctor it's okay for men your age. I've heard that. I had three exams. I don't need to get into it too deeply, but I had three exams last year, and they all said the same thing, basically. And there were three different types of doctors who said, and my PSA is like 0.8. What do men really have to know in order to prevent the problem? Do you talk to men who are that age and say, this is what you ought to be doing to keep yourself from having this problem later on?
Well, you know, I think like with many degenerative conditions, it's the result of a typical Western diet.
Yeah.
I don't know that there are a lot of studies on this, but I would venture to say that if we looked at individuals in traditional societies that consume basic foods and less of it and are physically active and are less obese, we're going to see a lower incidence of prostate problems. That is, if men survive to the age where you get prostate problems in the West. Often right. In these primitive societies, they succumb to other diseases before they reach the age where men develop problems in the West. I think diet is a factor. What precise diet makes a difference? You know, is it more towards a vegetarian or plant-based diet, or is it more towards a low-carbohydrate diet? I'm not sure. A Mediterranean diet, I think, is a safe bet that incorporates both those principles.
Mm-hmm.
There are things that you can take. I really do believe that saw palmetto, while if you have a very enlarged prostate, I don't think it's going to shrink it that much. I think it's a great way to prevent prostate problems if you take it for a long period of time. And I've been taking it since the age of 35 or 40 consistently, and I think it does exert preventive effects.
Yeah.
There are drug options. There are drugs that shrink the prostate. There's Avodart, there's Proscar. There's also medications that block certain nerves that cause urinary problems, and they work not that well. Sometimes there's side effects associated with them. So there are options, and then ultimately there are types of less and less invasive surgery. There's even laser surgery that helps to alleviate this problem for a lot of men very satisfactorily.
All right, I'm going to throw a curveball. I know you love it when I do this. You got about 40 seconds here. the lethal injections that have been halted in all these various states, Mississippi the latest to do that, what actually goes on what do people not know about the process of slowing down one's heart and then giving them injection that stops it? What goes on? What's the controversy?
The question is, how to do it humanely, and the thought is that some of these medications may kill you, but do so in an extraordinarily excruciating way. I think there's politics involved, because I think, cruel and unusual punishment is the hallmark, and what's not cruel and unusual about killing someone,
right? So. Well, and then those who say, okay, let's make sure they're dispatched the same way they dispatched whoever their victim was, that kind of stuff. But the whole business about what is going on in the body is very interesting to study. Ron Hoffman, drhoffman.com for that newsletter.
We've been patiently waiting. Waiting while you tried to ignore us. Waiting while you acted like we didn't exist. Waiting for our chance to be taken seriously. The wait is over. GCN is available 24/7 at GCNlive.com. Navigate through news from your favorite host and download archives of past shows. Download the app on your smartphone or tablet, or visit GCNlive.com for instant access and live streaming. GCNlive.com. The future of talk radio. Now at your fingertips.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. On Placing a Silver Dollar in a Book Explains Our Monetary System. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Your pet stack up against your neighbor's pet. My pet's better than your pet. It's the Pet Show in the Focus. Now, Warren Eckstein joins us. John, good day. Host of the Pet Show, heard every weekend around the country on hundreds of great radio stations, and also there's a lot of podcast activity, special interest information, all there for your liking and having at thepetshow.com. Check out his line of wonderful pet minerals and vitamins, hugs and kisses. Specifically, these are designed for dogs. There's one for dogs, and there's another one for cats. Speaking of cats, a lot of cat news today, as opposed to catnip. I don't know, maybe the catnip brings us cat news. Anyway, I've got a couple of references for Warren to check out. Warren Eckstein joins us in a moment after Jennifer tells us about Cedarside products and why these are so important, especially if you have pets. That's why they're bringing you this portion of the program with Warren Eckstein.
That's right. Well, you need to keep bugs out of your home and away from your family. And Cedarside has your non-toxic answer. Cedarside.com is the leader in natural and organic pest control solutions. Cedarside's original 100% organic bug spray Dougie is a must-have for your home and family. Harnessing cedar oil to make organic pest control solutions that kill and repel bed bugs, mosquitoes, fleas, ticks, mites, scorpions, roaches, and a whole lot more. Cedarside has all the products you need to keep your family, your pets, your home, and lawn insect and chemical free. Go to Cedarside.com and use coupon code Doug for free shipping, D-O-U-G, or call 800-842-1464. Use Mother Nature to fight Mother Nature. Go to Cedarside.com or call now 800-842-1464, and your coupon code is Doug for free shipping.
All right, that's good news. So, Warren, our video of the day today at DougStefan.com comes from the Calgary Humane Society. In preparation for one of their recent events, they made a video, sort of like a cheesy used car commercial, touting their upcoming special deals on pre-owned cats.
Pre-owned cats.
Anything that works. You want to dress them up. Listen, I've gone into shelters where dogs and cats have been there for months or a year. We did a makeover on them, and within a week, they were adopted. So anything that gets them into good homes, I'm for. So if you want to call them used cats or whatever you want to call them, just get them into a home.
It's kind of fun, actually. And it's a good way. It is a good focus because there are plenty. We tend to, at least I do, focus on the canine. I was talking off the air, Warren, about what we're doing. Next steps in preserving the farm here in Framingham is to create a sanctuary for cows and horses and dogs, bovine, equine, and canine. It's something that's really needed in this area, may I say.
Yeah, lots of spray nine.
Yeah. Well, we'll work on that, Richie, but thank you. So anyway, there's that. There is, I'm looking at your blog here, and you can get some of the information what Warren is posting by going to the Better Living box at DougStefan.com. Here's a puppy with an unusual appearance who found a home with a family who saw her for who she really was. This is on the Pet Show's Facebook page. You come across, as this is your focus, all kinds of stories like this, right?
Yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, it amazes me that when you see a dog like this with deformities or a cat with mm-hmm. deformities, very mm-hmm. often people will bypass them. Mm-hmm. But yet the people I know, and I work with many, many, many dogs and cats with different types of physical challenges as well as mental challenges. And the bottom line is you don't fall in love with the outside of a dog or cat. You fall in love with the inside. So no matter what the dog or cat looks like, once he's in your home there for a couple of days, you don't even remember what they look like because that's not what you're in love with. You're in love with the inside. So I think it's great that these people were able to look past the physical appearance of the dog, bring him into this home, and you know what, Doug? That dog will pay them back every day for the rest
of
his life.
Absolutely. So you have some other things that you post. I think many of the things that you post on your website or on your Facebook page come as a result of conversations you have on the radio program, right?
They do. As a matter of fact, this week on the radio show, I'm doing a very, very important topic. You know, 93% of my listeners, and I've been on for 30 years, 93% of my listeners have either adopted shelter or rescue dogs or picked up a dog off the streets. And very often, some of these dogs might have what we call post-traumatic syndrome. So I'm going to be talking about some of that and how it affects them and how to resolve issues when you adopt a shelter dog or a shelter cat. It could be interesting.
I noticed the American Pet Products Association is working things over because this is such a big market. $60
billion. Yeah.
What we spend on pets this year. That's 25% more than a couple of years ago.
Yeah, when I started, it was like $10 billion. Of course, uh-huh. I was only 9 years old when I started that.
Right, yeah.
But like $60 billion and going up every year, recession-proof, depression-proof. Spend your money on your pets. They'll pay you back.
Dogs
enjoy it.
Are likely to be three times as expensive, Jennifer, as a cat.
See?
Basic annual expense of your dog.
I can back that one.
$1,641. Yeah, exactly. Boy, Richie,
get what you pay for.
$59 wow. After on good day.
That wasn't me.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.